Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits, streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Second date update.
We're going to do a fun little experiment here.
Oh, that's exciting.
And okay. Brooke, before you got together with your husband, Michael, think about the last couple guys before him that you dated.
Yeah.
I need you to rate them based on their attractiveness. Just simply 1 to 10, the last two.
Oh, they're both, okay. One of them.
They're changing in your head.
I'd give one of them an 8.
Okay.
And then I'd give one of the other ones when he showered 5.
Wow, was when he showered?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, God.
Unshowered?
It's
probably
true,
a 9. Mean, you went up. She likes
no,
it.
No, 3.
Showered.
I go
a
lower.
3?
On that
okay.
One.
Yeah. So we have an 8 and a 3.
He had really greasy hair.
Now, a recent study says if you average out the numbers of your exes, that is what society deems your number is. So, Brooke, you would be a solid 5.
Wow. I don't actually argue that.
No, yeah.
That feels good to me.
Okay, I didn't think you would. Partners. It's like you are what you eat, you are who you've dated.
Okay.
And one of our listeners may be dealing with a numbers crisis in his dating life. His name, and I apologize if I pronounce this wrong, is it Thom? T-H-O-M?
Yeah, it's Thom. There's an H.
Cool.
Oh, and it's pronounced okay.
Like Thom with an H.
What's up, Thom?
Hey, guys.
So, according to your email, it says that before the date, you considered yourself to be a 6, but afterwards you consider yourself a 4 now.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Why do you feel that way? Did you fall face down on an escalator? What's going on?
No. I mean, when I went out with her, I thought she was a 6 easily, but she's, like, not calling me back. So now I'm thinking I'm a 4, you know?
Oh, you think you you're not meeting her standards.
If you can't lock down a 6, then, yeah, what is that?
Right. Can we just, like, put it out there that no woman, no matter where you actually think they stand, should ever be called anything but a 7 or an 8?
Well, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, at least not to their face, but she's not on the phone right now, so we're allowed to be honest.
Here's this, she's really not calling her back.
You know?
Yeah.
Why do you think you failed?
I have absolutely no idea. I mean, look, I didn't put in like a ton of effort. Oh, maybe that was it.
It's one big clue there.
I don't know. I didn't listen.
I
didn't do anything. I don't know what her name is.
Yeah. Do you know what her name is? Do we put that much effort in?
Yeah. Tori.
Tori. Okay.
Is it Tori or is it Thori with an H in the middle?
That's funny.
That's a good one.
It's just T-O-R-I.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Where did you meet Tori?
Dating app.
All right.
Which I normally, it was weird. Like, I kind of aim higher. I'm going after 7s and 8s.
What are you saying?
Hear him out.
No,
let's hear him
it's
out.
Like, why?
No, you got to listen. Wait, listen. I mean, that was the thing. I've been, like, kind of going after these sort of, I guess, aesthetically more beautiful women, but it wasn't really working. So I was kind of like, well, you know, I'll go out with this girl. She's probably a 6.
What? I feel you, brother.
Okay.
Do you always think of people on this rating scale?
No, I mean...
Okay, Brooke, all men think that way.
No, surprise, I don't think
that's flash,
true.
Surprise newsflash, we think beautiful women are beautiful.
No,
if that offends
that's
you,
different.
Then that's your issue.
That's different than
it's
rating
different.
Every single person you meet. Okay, so here's my question.
Girl, women do this. I know women rate guys.
I don't rate people in my head.
Yeah, I don't
like,
rate
yes,
head.
I find them attractive or not attractive, for sure.
I have
but
the
I
evidence.
Don't play...
8 was one of your boyfriends, and 3 was the other one. When you don't rate people? Okay. I guess you're right. We'll go off of your word on that one.
Okay. Can I just ask them a question?
Go ahead.
I'm curious because it doesn't sound like you are attracted to this woman.
Yeah.
And it doesn't sound like you're interested. Why are you calling us to get in touch with her?
I mean, it's not as if I wasn't like 100% unattracted to her. I mean, we were definitely getting along, I guess.
Are you just bored?
When you say I get, like, it really sounds like
there's people
bored,
you keep
bro.
Around when you're bored.
Or he's being rejected and he hates it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's a want what you can't have thing.
That's true.
I don't know. I mean, look, we just went to like a dive bar. It wasn't like we did some big fancy dinner. I wasn't exactly willing to spend a lot of money on it, but
I don't know. If she was a 7 or 8, then you would have gone the extra mile and like paid extra.
I probably would have.
Okay.
Hey, Thom.
You're a guy.
I think that's fair.
Were you nice to her when you were on the date?
Yeah.
That's a good question.
I'm being serious.
Yeah, tell us about the
date.
Did
you compliment her?
A little bit. I mean, we hung out. I mean, we laughed every once in a while. It was kind of cool. The one thing that was kind of strange,
I
mean,
I guess.
After we had been drinking a little bit, I like went to the bathroom and I came back and I was going to give her like a surprise hug, but she was sitting down on a bar stool and I kind of like gave her a hug from behind and it was almost like I got her in like a little headlock.
Ooh.
Oh, I know what you mean.
You're standing up and she's sitting, so the alignment isn't right.
Those are cute. He didn't really put her in a headlock.
No,
guys.
My husband's height, it's like whenever he hugs me from behind, it is literally like a chokehold. And
like
I hate
Nelson.
It. I hate it so much.
Did you let go after 30 seconds or
like,
did you let
breathe.
Her lose consciousness?
She literally falls asleep.
I gave her like a little noogie, you know, kind of thing. Like,
Wait, what?
You gave her a noogie?
Are you joking? No, that's a joke.
No, it was just a stupid quick thing.
That's a little friendly behavior,
okay.
My friend.
I would never call a man back. I don't care if he was a 20 on whatever scale you're working on.
Okay,
if
fine.
A dude walked up and gave me a noogie, I'm with you.
Okay, but you're
Brooke,
you're a 5. You don't get to choose like that. We're talking about a 6. We're talking about he went out with a 6.
What was her response to the noogie?
Yeah, look, she seemed startled at first, but we had been drinking, so it kind of she just brushed it off, and we just got back to talking.
Okay. Well, I'm sure when she realized it was you, everything was okay.
And her mood didn't change? Like, she didn't become more icy or cold towards you?
You know, to be honest, I didn't really notice, because I was sort of, like, not as interested anymore. I'd sort of lost the desire to take it any further. I was like, eh, whatever.
Are you trying to be a jerk right now?
No. Look, I mean, I'm being honest with you. That's totally how it was on the date. I was just, like, not into it. Uh-huh. But then when I got home, it was like I realized out of all the dates I've been on and all the dates that I don't like, I kind of liked her the most.
So she was the best of the worst.
Right.
She's like, oh,
right, okay.
Okay.
I'm really concerned with myself that I followed that.
Yeah. Position that some of us have been in many, many times, clearly. So, okay, how long has it been since your date with Tori, then?
It's been a week.
Okay, have you tried to put any effort in, since it doesn't sound like you put any in initially?
Yeah, I mean, look, I waited about 4 days, then I called once. I didn't leave a message or anything. I just hung up, and then I texted her after that.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
Well, good. And they say romance is dead.
Well, some people might think you're coming on a little bit strong there at the end.
You let it ring once, bro. Yeah. Clingy.
But we'll see how Tori feels, because we're going to come back. We'll call her directly.
I'm actually really excited to hear her opinion of this situation.
Yeah. And maybe we'll have her rate you.
I feel like we should just drop the rating.
I actually want to hear her rating.
Everybody wants it.
No.
And then we'll rate everybody
we should
in
stop
this room.
Rating.
We're going to come back and
rating
do it.
Rating is not healthy.
It's a rate fest when we come back for your second date update right after this.
Second date update.
We've got an interesting situation on our hands here with one of our listeners, Thom, spelled like Tom, but with an H in there.
Yes.
And to a few of us on the show, it sounds like he only wants another date with this woman, Tori, because he's kind of bored.
Or he's being rejected and hates that. I can't decide which.
Yeah, we're not. He doesn't seem that into her. No. At least according to some people in this room.
According to him.
To me.
He said that.
Well, I don't know how he feels. Personally, it sounds like he is passionately in love.
That's his passion?
Trying to play it coy. Not give away his true feelings.
He told us that he was being honest like 8 times, so I don't know.
That's what a coy person would say.
But got me, Jim.
Yeah, tricked me too.
Truth is, there really weren't a lot of highlights to cover from their dive bar hangout, except for when he tried to hug her from behind and accidentally put her into a mini headlock.
Yeah,
and they gave her a noogie.
Yeah. And the noogie. Yeah.
Yes. So
that's cringe. A huge highlight.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm more a low light I for her.
It's kind of playful flirtiness there.
It's not.
Well, to some it could be.
The noogie's almost like the I do kiss.
Yeah.
Right? It's very cute and romantic.
I see potential for it. Anyway, we're hoping to help cure Thom of his, you know, eternal boredness and get him another date with Tori here. Brooke, is there anything disparaging you'd like to say to Thom before we begin here?
I covered it all.
Yeah. Anything left?
Yeah. What I want to ask him is if he is going to be embarrassed if he gets rejected on the radio.
No, honestly, not really.
Okay, good. No pressure.
I mean, she's already basically rejecting you as it is.
True.
You can't be double rejected.
I don't know how much else I can worry about that if it happens.
Okay.
All right. Well, usually people
So you just don't care about that either. Okay, we're just a little apathetic.
I can sense the passion in Thom's voice right now. Sorry, Thom. My bad.
What if Thom's just killing time with us right now? He's like, man, I'm kind of bored. I'm just going to call this radio station.
Maybe. Well, let's get it done. We'll see what she has to say. I'm going to dial her number right now. You ready?
You guys, are you asking me that?
Yes.
Well, yeah. Okay. Never mind. Let me just focus on Tori here, okay?
And this is the one we chose to do the call with.
I mean, Brooke, we're not going to turn down the chance to interview a hard four on his dating life. Self-admitted.
Yeah.
So here we go. This is for Thom.
Yikes.
Let's call her.
Hello.
Hi, we're looking to speak with Tori.
Yeah, this is her.
No, hey. It is a dumb joke.
Sorry, I just thought.
Tori, what's up? You're on the radio with Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Hey
Tori.
Hi.
Sorry to bug you.
Kind of weird.
It's going to get a lot weirder here in a second. There,
we don't know
Tori.
That for sure. Oh. We do want to pry into your personal life just the tiniest bit and ask you about a date that you went on the other day with a guy named Thom.
Oh.
You probably met a lot of Thoms, so this one... he was the one that took you to a dive bar?
Yeah, Thom, okay. I remember him.
Okay.
He's like weird.
He's weird, or it's weird that we're calling
no,
him?
No, it's weird that you're calling me.
Yeah, we're weird. We know.
Well, we're just trying to ask in general how you felt about the date and how you felt about Thom himself.
I don't know. He's okay.
Okay.
He's fine.
Oh, okay. That's not a bad review.
You're going to ask her, Alexis, on a scale?
Yeah, I was waiting.
No, no. Let's not go into the superficial route.
Yes.
That's just rude.
Okay.
I don't want to hear
rude,
that.
He says.
Oh, it's just rude now. I see.
We're above that as a radio show. We want to ask, we want to get a sense of how you really feel about Thom. Is there, a chance that there might be another meetup, maybe?
I mean, I guess he did, text me. I never texted him back. It was a fine date. I mean, I didn't really seem like he wanted to be there, but, I didn't really want to be there either, so.
Okay. Why didn't you want to be there?
I mean, it wasn't, a bad date. It just wasn't a great date. I don't know. I guess I've been, going back and forth on how I feel about him.
Okay.
Part of me is, I can probably do better. But then there's another part of me that's is it even worth trying to find somebody else? You know,
Don't settle. Don't settle for Thom.
Brooke, Thom is our listener. He's asked us for help.
Yeah.
I don't want him to settle either. He also, I just.
You didn't say that to him. You only said it to her.
Tori, is there any highlights or lowlights, any moments from the date that really stand out to you?
Any lights?
I mean, not really. I haven't even really thought about him.
What do you mean you haven't thought about him?
I don't know. Just you have an experience. It's and then you just kind of go about your life and don't give it much attention.
Oh,
have you ever thought maybe no highlights is a highlight? That's actually in itself.
That's interesting.
Well, I mean, wait, are you guys asking me?
Yeah.
Have you ever thought of it that way?
Is this the same person happening?
All right. Well, the similarities are actually pretty striking.
I know, that's what's confusing me.
I can't wait to see the fireworks that explode out of a conversation when we tell Tori, that Thom is actually on the other line right now listening to this conversation.
Oh.
Yeah, and he wants
that
to...
That was a scream!
He wants to jump in and talk to you.
Huh.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
Yeah, that's Thom. So we're just going to back away and let you two lovebirds talk this out. Go ahead.
Dramatic.
Sorry. I don't want to hurt your feelings. I'm just being honest. I don't know. I just didn't feel like it was that special. Really, no offense to you. Like, you're a nice guy.
I mean, look, no offense taken. I agree. It was fine. It's not like we didn't hate each other. You know, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, no. I don't know. I mean, I guess, like I said, I'm like going back and forth. Part of me is like, yeah, why not? It was like fine. And then the other part of me is just like, it's not even on my mind at all that we even went out, you know?
Is this where dating's at?
Yeah.
Is this what's happening?
You're interrupting bonding, sparks, Brooke.
Yeah. Like, I mean, look, I appreciate the honesty. And I'll be honest with you. I mean, I kind of only thought about you when this radio show came on. They sort of asked me if I wanted to do the second date call. So
we asked you. Kinda...
I mean, that's fair. That's totally fair. Like, I think back on their date, there's nothing like special about our date. You know, like, I get it.
I know.
I'm not offended.
But it's weird. Like, that's what I kind of liked about it. Like, the lack of interest. Like, there was no drama. And, like, that's kind of not bad.
That was actually the most positive thing that I've heard any of them say.
One of the most romantic things that's ever been spoken on this show.
Are you guys attracted to each other?
I guess.
They're both thought about it for the same amount of time.
Very long pause.
I think you guys are actually perfect for each other. You're madly in love, and you just don't care enough yet.
The bar is set so low for both of you that this might actually work.
Yeah.
I don't think there is a bar. I think the bar is left.
Well, let's find out for sure, because, Tori, we'd love to offer you another date with Thom, and we would pay for that date if you're willing to see him one more time.
I mean, I guess, like, the dating apps are just so bad right now. Like, I don't know if you guys are on there, but there's just, pervs and weirdos. And, like, I had, like, a group of three saying they wanted to add a fourth one time. It's just, like, rough out there. So
we're giving up.
I guess, yeah, like, why not? It doesn't, like, hurt to do another one.
So you're settling. Like,
All right. Well, Thom.
It may hurt, though.
Well, hold on, Brooke. He may have changed his mind. Let's ask him. Thom, are you still up for this?
I mean, I think it's great. I mean, I'll take a free date.
All right.
I'll take a free date.
I'll take a free date, and why not? How much worse can it get?
Sure, what the heck?
Well, I don't even want to congratulate you. It doesn't feel like it deserves a congratulations.
Oh, I think
it's like,
I have never been so depressed at the end of a second date.
Now it's officially my favorite second date we've ever done. Now that Brooke's depressed. Good work, Thom and Tori.
Yay,
you're going out one more time.
Yay. Good luck.
Thanks, guys.
Are we done?
Oh, wow.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Why do I feel like this is going to be one of our highest rated second date calls of all time? Tori and Thom.
I'm going to go with I don't agree with you.
Are you kidding?
In 20 years, I feel like we're all going to look back in this moment and say, wow, Tori and Thom were couples goals.
I mean,
forget Zendaya and Tom Holland and Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively. Give me Thom and Tori for relationship.
Yeah, that's what you're saying. They click so hard they didn't even realize it.
Yeah.
They didn't care enough
to try.
Sure.
Is that chemistry,
Jeff, if that's what you want to believe in, is this type of love, then I...
Don't be jealous, because you'll never feel the type of love that was exploding between them.
You know what they say, sometimes fireworks are silent.
Oh my God, I can't wait until there's a marriage proposal. It's like, I don't know, I was thinking, like...
If you wanted to.
Sure. Yeah, sure, that's fine.
And she's like, who are you again?
Yeah.
But remember, if you ever want to get a second date update, you can always email the show.
Oh,
we'll call that person who isn't calling you back.
Even if you don't really want one, but just kind of maybe want
it. Just bored.
Yeah.
We'll help you out. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits, streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.